This is Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda, chapter 9, verse 50. And what happened here is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has gone to Srivasa's house, and he's climbed up on the Singhasana of the Lord. Srinivasacharya, he's a Brahmin by birth, and he lives next door to Lord Chaitanya, very nearby his house in Mayapur. He's quite a bit older than Lord Chaitanya. His wife's name is Malini. And he is a very close associate, of course, Panchatattva, and friend of Lord Chaitanya, Brahmin friend. And sort of like a father, in the mood of a father towards Lord Chaitanya. But he felt himself to be like his servant. And he had in his house, he had a temple of, I don't remember, Lakshmi Narayan or something, but he had some temple there with Shalagram Shilas on the Singhasan, many Shalagram Shilas, and also Radha and Krishna deities or Lakshmi Narayan, I can't remember. And then, well, no, it's Lakshmi Narayan, it says Vishnu, it says Vishnu Katha. So he's worshipping Lakshmi Narayan, yeah, deities. So one day, after Kirtan, Lord Chaitanya, like, you can imagine Krishna Balaram, if I went and crawled up on the altar and sat on the altar next to Krishna Balaram, I mean, probably wouldn't last too long. And Shokidara would hit me on the head and take me out. So Lord Chaitanya, he did exactly that same thing. Unbelievable, unheard of. He just went up and he sat there, and he sat there for 21 hours. And during that 21 hours, he enacted the pastimes of different incarnations of the Lord to convince everyone that he indeed was, or is, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna Sarva Avatari, Gornatam Bhagavan, non-different from Radha and Krishna. So during that time, then the devotees, they worshipped Lord Chaitanya. So we're continuing with this description of the worship of Lord Chaitanya. Interesting how we're discussing this particular point. This is exactly the verse where we left off. Text 49. Chandane kariya lipta tulasi manjari puna puna dena sabe charana upari. The devotees dip tulsi manjaris in sandalwood paste and repeatedly offer them at the lotus feet of the Lord. Very interesting. Das dashakshara gopala mantrera vidimate puja kari sabe stava lagila podite. After worshipping the Lord according to the rules and regulations vidimate prescribed for chanting the 10-syllable gopal mantra, they offered prayers. It is told that if someone is born in a Brahmin family, then when he receives diksha, the Gopal mantra, he is given the 10-syllable Gopal mantra. It seems to be the tradition. And that 10-syllable Gopal mantra is Om Gopijana Vallabhaya Swaha. And if one is initiated and takes diksha and receives Gopal mantra and he's not from a Brahmin family, then he receives the 18 Atara Akshara Gopal mantra, which is the 18-syllable Gopal mantra, which we receive and Gaudiya Mata Iskan, and also here, I believe. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he took diksha from Ishwara Puri, he received 10-syllable Gopal mantra. We hear from Sanatana Goswami in Shastra Praman, in a book called Brihad Bhagavatamrita, that there was one Vaishya, and he was a cowherd boy living in Vrindavan, I don't know, some 100 years ago, or whatever, 500 years ago when the book was written. And his name was Gopa Kumar. Have you heard this story? Gopa Kumar. Gopa means cowherd boy, and Kumar means boy. So he was cowherd boy, Gopa Kumar. And he was a young boy. And he met one guru, and the guru initiated him in Gopal mantra. And he was given 10-syllable Gopal mantra. But he is a Vaishya, or Gopa. Generally, nowadays, and in those days, 500 years ago, which is the same time as Brihad Bhagavatamrita, so apparently 10-syllable Gopal mantra can be given to non-Brahmins, but the general standard is that it is given to Brahmins by birth. Lord Brahma himself, who is the first whatever, when Brahma appeared, there was no Varnashram. There was Vishnu, Garbhadakshay Vishnu, and from his navel appeared a lotus flower, and Brahma, of course, was manifested there. Who is the mother of Brahma? Who is the mother of Brahma? No. Who is the father of Brahma? Who is the father of Brahma? Which Vishnu? Huh? There's three Purusha avatars. It's good to read once more. There's three Purusha avatars. There's Karna Dakshayi Vishnu, there's Garbha Dakshayi Vishnu, and there's Shiro Dakshayi Vishnu. Who is the father of Vishnu? Garbha Dakshayi Vishnu, who expands from whom? Garbha Dakshayi Vishnu expands from Karna Dakshayi Vishnu. Karna means what?
Cause.
So the cause of all causes is Karna Dakshayi Vishnu. And then from Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, what Vishnu expands from him? Shiradakshaya Vishnu. So Brahma appeared from a lotus flower. So the father of Brahma is Vishnu, and the mother of Brahma is Padma. Padma means lotus. You know? You know. Now you know. Padma. Padma is feminine. So she is the mother. Lotus is feminine. In Hindi, there's some words are masculine, some are feminine. Is it right? You agree? So trees are masculine or feminine? Sure. Most trees are masculine. And creepers, lata, are they masculine or feminine? Rivers are masculine or feminine? Mountains are masculine or feminine? So flowers are masculine or feminine? Feminine. Right? Juhi, pushpa. Right? So, mother is feminine. Vishnu is masculine, so the mother of... So when Brahma appeared, there was no varna, no ashram. No, there was only one living entity. There was no human society. And so there were no Brahmins to receive the 10-syllable Gopal mantra. There were no other varnas to receive the 18-syllable Gopal mantra. So what Gopal mantra did Brahma receive? What mantra did he receive? 10-syllable, 18-syllable, 24-syllable? 8-syllable? 18 syllables. So Brahma, the first created being, received the 18-syllable mantra, which is mentioned in the Brahma Samhita. And that's what we receive. But this verse says, Dash Akshara Gopal Mantra. So they worshipped Lord Chaitanya, who was sitting on the singhasana of Lord Vishnu in Srivastakura's house. They means who? The 200 Brahmin associates of the Lord who gathered every night in Srivasangam for the nocturnal kirtans. For 1 year they met every night. Then they took the kirtan to the streets, Nagar kirtan, with torches. And the first person's house they went to was the Muslim Qazi. And what did he do to precipitate their auspicious meeting? He came into the house, into the courtyard, not into the inner sanctum. One day in the afternoon, the devotees were in the outer courtyard having kirtan, and the henchmen of the Muslim Qazi came into the courtyard under his order, and they broke the mridanga. Right? Danda Bhanga. Whatever it's called. What's the name for that? Leela. And that was reported to Lord Chaitanya, that the Kasi had, he said, well, who is this fool? He dares to break the Mridanga. This Mridanga is an incarnation of my flute. Now we'll see what he does. So the night, 11 o'clock at night, he organized 100,000 devotees in Mayapur. In the first civil disobedience movement, it did not start with Mohandas, M.G. If you know what I'm talking about, if you know what I'm talking about. That was in the 1920s. The civil disobedience movement started 500 years ago by Sri Gaurasundara, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. So he organized 100,000 devotees, and that's not easy to do. But somehow he did it. And then they had torches, and they were... And he riled everyone up with his pep talk, where Chaitanya said, listen, this Kazi broke our Mridanga the other day. Who does he think he is? He's trying to intimidate the Hindus of Mayapur, trying to stop this Sankirtan movement. And I have come here to inaugurate the Sankirtan movement. This is the age of Kali, and this is the Sankirtan Yajna age. So now we will march to the Kazi's house and see what he does to our Sankirtan party. You can imagine 100,000 irate citizens with hundreds and hundreds of Mridangas, brand new Mridangas just made in Mayapur, right? Fresh off the press. You know, nice, tight. Sounding tom 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 tom, nice brand new Mridangas. Torches, big torches. They had all this cloth tied in the end of these long bamboo poles, and different kerosene or whatever they had, ghee or oil or something. So then they had this kirtan. Everyone was so excited. They felt so much strength and power in association with Lord Chaitanya by chanting in unison the Sankirtan. And then this thunderous kirtan, 100,000 people. Hare Krishna. And when the devotees came to the Kazi's house, they got so excited. And they were just trampling down his gardens and going crazy. Kill this guy. You know. Kill, kill. Maro, maro. The little guy a little too excited in his civil disobedience. So then it says in Nectar Devotion that the gopis could never sleep at night after Krishna left Vrindavan. Because they were crying every night. There's two kinds of tears. There's tears of anger, which are hot in temperature. And there's tears of prema, which are cool. So Prabhupada says in the Nectar Devotion, when a face is bathed by cool water, it's impossible to sleep. Mm-hmm. So, what to speak of, it's cool tears of prema. So remembering this principle established by the Braja Gopis. Of course, we can't cry any tears of prema, which is our bad luck. But at least we can spray some ice water on our forehead and pretend. At least pretending a good thing is also good. Like someone has very good manners and they're very well behaved, then one day you decide to pretend to be like them. You pretend to have good manners and you pretend to be well behaved. And what will people say about you? You have good manners and you're well behaved. So, but our problem is we don't even pretend to cry tears of prema. Because we have no interest in crying, first of all, and we have no interest in praying, second of all. Imagine if we actually had that much interest that we could, oh Krishna, Krishna, Radharani. And nothing comes, nothing, you can't even pretend. Someone could say, oh, you know, Ananda's pretending to cry tears of prema. I saw him in a deity room crying, pretend. He's at pretend everything. Nobody can even pretend. This is such a funny thing, isn't it? Of course, Bengali Sahajiyas, they work at it for lifetimes. And they have a lot of green chilies in their pocket also. So you just cut a green chili and then with your fingernail and just squeeze it in your eye, then you can cry. And you go, oh, Gauranga, oh, Gaur,
Oh, Lord Krishna. Oh, Gaura Krishna. Oh, Gauranga. Oh, Rara. Rara.
And then all the Bengali ladies, they throw ruby coins and go, ah, blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, and then after the kirtan, then you have a smoke and go home. With 50 rupees in your pocket and one less chili. Advaitari kari jatta parshada pradan padila charane kari danda paranam. All the principal associates of Mahaprabhu, headed by Advaita, fell at the Lord's lotus feet and offered obeisances. Premanadi, Premanadi Wahi Sarva, Ganera Nayan, Stutikare Sabe Prabhu, Amayayas Shone. Tears of love flowed from the eyes of the devotees. Prem Nadi, Wahi. Somehow the Bengali sounds a little more beautiful. Prem Nadi, Wahi. Prem Nadi, river. Nadi means river, river of Prem. Tears of love. I mean, seems a little flat. You couldn't say rivers of Prem flowed from the eyes of the devotees. Isn't it? Tears of love. That would be Prem Ashru. I mean, technically that would be Prem Ashru, which is also Bengali. Ashru means tear. And Prem means love. Prem Nadi Wahai Sarva Ganera Nayan Stuti Kare Sabe Prabhu Amaya. The Lord sincerely listened as they offered the following prayers. So this is generally the standard one does puja. They offer tulsi, mandris dipped in chandan. Idam sa chandanam pushpam. Right? Tulsi mandris. Idam sa chandanam tulsi pacham. Klim gaurangaya namaha. So they offer tulsi mandris at his lotus feet. Puna puna dena sabe charana upari. On the top of his lotus feet. One mandri between the first and second toe, one mandri between the second and third toe, one mandri between the third and fourth toe, one mandri between the fourth and fifth toe. That's why in the Shastras it says one should offer 8 mandris to the lotus feet of the Lord. 4 mandris to the left foot, 4 mandris to the right foot, because there's 4 spaces between 5 toes. Right? This is the reason, you know? So the mandri should be placed in between the toes, pointing towards the nail. You know that? Anyone awake? Jeev Jago, Haribo? More cold water, please. Sit properly. So, how many mandris to the feet?
8, 4 and 4.
Where do you place them?
In between each toe.
Yeah. Where does the mandri point to? Yeah, towards the nails. Two leaves on either side and an unopened flower in the middle, that's called mandri, right? Two opposite leaves with an unopened flower, looks like a bullet. That's called mandri. When it opens up, it's called flower. Pushpa. Tulsi pushpa, tulsi flower. It's like a bullet and two leaves. So chandana means with sunshine. Yeah. So after one does puja, then he offers stutis and prayers. This is the standard. He chants Gopal mantra, then they offer prayers, and then they offer obeisances, and they offer obeisances. So they're worshipping, as he worshipped the deity, they're worshipping the deity of Lord Chaitanya. But he was four-dimensional, right there, alive, sakshat, right in front of them. So they offered prayers. We also offer prayers, but Prem Nadi Wahi Sarvagan. Sarvagan, we offer all our prayers and songs with rivers of tears flowing from our eyes. This is the keynote. Anything offered to Krishna should be offered with love. Yome bhakti priyachati tada hamya bhakti paritam. This is told in Gita. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhakti priyachati tada ham bhakti paritam ashnami prayatatmanam. If you offer me something, anything, whatever thing, with love, I accept. Jaya 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 Sarva Jagatera Nath Tapta Jagatere Kara Shubha Drishtipat. All glories to the Lord of the universes. Please glance mercifully on the living entities who are afflicted with the threefold material miseries interesting. They did all this puja, and usually you do puja and worship the Banki Bihari. You say, oh, Banki Bihari, give me this, give me that. I give you a big donation, now give me something. But they're doing puja, and then they're offering prayers, not at all for themselves, but for others. Interesting. Jayadi Hetu Jaya Janaka Sabar Jaya Jaya Sankirtana Ramba Avatar. All glories to the Adi Hetu, the original cause, and Janaka Sabar, the original cause and father of everyone. All glories to the Lord who has incarnated to inaugurate the Sankirtan movement. Sankirtan Aramba Avatar. Jaya Jaya Sankirtan Aramba. Aramba is the same as Bengali, the same as Hindi. Aramba means to start, right? Jaya Jaya Veda Dharma Sadhu Janatran. Jaya Jaya Abrahma Stambera Mula Pran. All glories to the protector of Vedic principles. Veda Dharma Sadhu Janatran. And saintly persons of Trana. Trana. Trana means protect. Sarujan and Vedadharam. All glories to the Lord who gives life to everyone. Abrahma Stambara, Mula Pran. From Brahma to the non-moving living entities. Mula Pran. He is the root. He gives life. He is the root of life. He is the basis. Jaya Jaya Patita Pavan. Jaya Jaya Patita Pavana Guna Sindhu. Jaya Jaya Parama Sharana Dina Bandhu. All glories to the reservoir of transcendental qualities and the deliverer of the fallen souls. All glories to the supreme shelter and the friend of the poor. Jaya Jaya Kira Sindhu Madhya Gopavasi. Jaya Jaya Bhaktahetu Prakata Vilasi. All glories to the coward boy who lives in the ocean of milk. Kira Sindhu Madhya Gopavasi. All glories to the Lord who manifests his pastimes for the sake of his devotees. Prakat Vilas. Prakat Vilas Hetu Bhakta. Bhakta Hetu. Hetu means benefit. Prakat Vilas. He shows his Prakat Lila in this material world. In every day of Brahma. In every day of Brahma. After 1,000 yuga cycles come. In the age of Kali, Lord Chaitanya comes. In the age of Dwapara, Vrindavan Sri Krishna comes. In the other Kali Yugas, then the Mathura Krishna and Dwarka Krishna comes, but not Vrindavan Krishna. In the other 999 Kali Yugas, Gaur Narayan comes, who has Mayapur Leela and Puri Leela, but in Puri Leela there's no Gambira Leela and there's no Radhavav. And Gaur Narayan Ramananda, Sambhag, and all these things. It's just Sankirtan movement, but the Puri Leela is there. But all the confidential Leelas, searching for Krishna and Radhabhav and Mahabhav and all the ecstatic symptoms of Anti Leela, they're not there in 999 Kali Yugas, which pass in the day of Brahma.
Does anyone
experience Mahabhav or so? It's Gaur Narayan. It's called Gaur Narayan. That's why it says the glorification of this Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is called, in this particular Kali Yuga, is called Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rasaraj Mahabhav. In the Adi Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita, verse number 4, there's the Mangalacharana prayers glorifying Lord Chaitanya. And it says, what's that verse? It's in my mind just now. He's come to give whatever no other incarnation has ever give. So this is Krishna's Kaviraj, who is Kasturi Manjari. Has come into Gaur Leela along with Lord Chaitanya and who is Radha and Krishna combined. And he's glorifying that, oh my Lord, you have come in 999 other Kali Yugas. You are the Patita Pavan. You are the golden avatar. You have propagated the Hare Krishna mantra. All this is completely quite true. And it comes in every age. But only in this age do you come to give Sobhakti Shriyam. So Sobhakti Shriyam means the beauty of devotion to you. And you means Radharani. So this is only given once in every 1,000 Kali Yugas. Devotion to Radharani, so Bhakti Shriya means Mandri Bhav. Right? So this Gaur Narayan, he broadcasts the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. He says, everyone please chant Hare Krishna mantra. And people chant Hare Krishna mantra, and they go to the perfection, they attain prema. They can attain prema, but they can't attain Vraja prema. They attain Goloka prema, which is like, what can we say? It's like a kind of an Aishwarya version. They don't attain Braj Bhakti. That's why it says he has come to broadcast Chari Bhakti Ras. Chari Bhakti Ras, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to broadcast the four rasas of Braj. This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That Lord Chaitanya comes every Kali Yuga. He propagates the Sankirtan movement, which gives Vaikuntha Prem, chanting Hare Krishna. Chanting Hare Krishna is in every Kali Yuga. But in this Kali Yuga, if you chant Hare Krishna, takes you to Vrindavan. But this Vrindavan Leela is only broadcast once by that Lord Chaitanya. That's why he's called Gaur Narayan. Why Narayan? Does he have four arms? No. Because he get Prem, go to Vaikuntha. And his consorts are Lakshmi, Priya, and Vishnu. You heard the name Vishnu, Priya? What does that mean?
Dear to Vishnu.
Dear to Vishnu. And what does Lakshmi mean? The consort of Vishnu. Sri and Bhu. Anarpita charim chirat karuna yavatirna kalo. Samarpayatam unat ujvala rasam subhakti shriyam Hari purata sundara duti kandamba sandipita Sada ridya kandare spuratu va shachi nandana. This is the Mangalacharana, the auspicious invocation prayers of the author, Krishna's Kaviraj, who's glorifying the subject of his book, Vivishai, in the fourth verse of Adi Leela, the beginning of the book, where he's glorifying Lord Chaitanya. May the Supreme Lord, known as Sachinandan, the son of Sachidevi, be brilliantly situated in the innermost core of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has appeared in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy, to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before. No incarnation also of Lord Chaitanya ever offered before in any Kali Yuga, of 999 Kali Yugas. In this Kali Yuga, he is not known as Gaur Narayan. He's known as Mahaprabhu. Maha means Mahabhav Sarupini Radharani. Prabhu means Rasaraj Prabhu, Krishna. Sri Krishna is Rasaraj, Prabhu, man, masculine. And Maha means Mahabhav Sarupini Radha. So Radha Krishna Yuga. Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Who is Sri? Radha. Who is Krishna? Krishna. Chaitanya means the combined living force of both. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu. Sri Gauranga, Mahaprabhu. Sachinandan. It's like this. He has appeared in this age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most sublime and radiant mellow of devotional service, Madhurya Ras, service to Srimati Radhika as her confidential maidservant. This is commentary. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give Unat Ujvala Rasam, Swabhakti Shriyam. There's a special emphasis on the final words, Swabhakti Shriyam. Swa means his own or own. Whose own? Who is Lord Chaitanya? Lord Chaitanya is Krishna in the mood of Radha, Radha Bhav. Radha Kanti and Radha Bhav. The Kanti, the color of Lord Chaitanya, is molten gold. Gold melted and remelted and melted and remelted 1 lakh of times. Very brilliant. No dirt inside, all so brilliant. Radha Kanti and Radha Bhav, the Bhav and Kanti, the Bhav, the Unat, the Ujvala Rasam, the Mahabhav of Radha's heart, is swelling and whirling in the heart. And the color of the body is Radha's body. But who is it? It's Krishna. Covered with Radharani's Kanti and color, and possessing the heart of Radharani. Like you get heart transplant, your heart goes bad and they kill somebody and then they cut out his heart and you buy it for a couple of lakhs. And then they stick it in your body. So now you become a different person? No, same Atma, different heart. So Krishna is the same Atma, different heart. Radha's heart. He had a heart transplant. Original heart transplant was Lord Chaitanya. Took Radha's heart. Same Atma. Took his, her color. Radhika's own. Radhika is the personification of bhakti. Sri Krishna wanted to taste the essence of supreme devotion to himself, which is Radhika's love. Unat ujvala ras. Ujvala rasam, ujvala prem. He also wanted to distribute swa bhakti shriyam to qualified living entities. Bhakti refers to Radhika's bhakti, and shriya means beauty. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give the fortunate living entities the beauty of Srimati Radhika's unat ujvala rasam. That shriyam, that beauty, is called Manjri Bhav, the mood of our dear maidservants. So this is the verse that we're remembering, or trying to remember. Anarpita charim. Anarpita, not given or not bestowed. Charim, formerly. Chirat, for a long time. Karunya, karunaya. Karunaya, causeless mercy. Avatirna, descended. Kalo. So this is a very keynote and important verse of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, to help us appreciate more and more the deep significance of our fortune. That 500 years ago, this Chaitanya came, not Gaur Narayan. And now for the next 1,000 kalpas, Gaur Narayan will be running around the place, giving Vaikuntha Prem. So we should get with it. So at this juncture, as I said, he's sitting on the singhasana. He's revealing his godhood to all his former schoolmates. There are all 200 Brahmins here in the house. Many of them are his schoolmates. Some of them were his teachers. Some of them were his seniors. And they're all amazed. What has happened here? Our old friend, our fellow Brahmin, he's actually not a Brahmin. He's God. He's the supreme Brahman. And so they recognize this and they realize this on this very night. For 21 hours he sat on the throne. So then they start offering prayers. And in every one of these prayers they're explaining, oh, you're the Lord of Lakshmi, you're the cause of creation. You delivered a Jamil, you liberated Putana, you did this, that. They're saying everything. You're sleeping in an ocean of milk. You're the coward boy. You manifest pastimes for the sake of your devotees. In other words, they're saying, now we know who you are. Jaya jaya achintya agamya aditattva. Jaya jaya parama komala shuddha sattva. Jaya jaya viprakul pavana bhushan. Jaya veda dharma adi sabara jivan. All glories to Mahaprabhu, who is the inconceivable, unfathomable original truth, aditattva. Achintya Aditattva. All glories to the Lord, who is the most gentle form of pure goodness. All glories to the Lord, who is the ornament and deliverer of the Brahman community. All glories to the Lord, who is the life and soul of all, including the Vedic principles. Adi Sabara Jivan. Jaya Jaya Ajamil Patita Pavan. Jaya Jaya Putana. Discreti Vibhochan. All glories to the deliverer of the fallen Ajamil. All glories to he who liberated Putana and her snoring sins. Her sins. Putana of her sins. Please tell them to go upstairs and snore. Well, that's all you have to do. Jaya Jaya Dosha Darashi Ramakant. Ema Tastuti Kari Sakala Mahant. All glories to he who does not see the faults of others. Adosha darshi. Adosha. If he was dosha darshi, this is darshi, it's Bengali. Then, but adosh, without the faults, he doesn't see the faults. And of course we have faults because to err is human. We have imperfect senses, subject to illusion, commit mistakes and a cheating propensity. Brahma, Vipralipsa, Karana, Patva, and Pramad is Sanskrit for the four defects of the living entity. So we all have a lot of problems with our senses. Sense impression is faulty. Sense experience is also faulty. It's on the background of illusion, Maya. So we can't draw conclusive evidence from our senses or from the Mayic background. Truth or transparent reality has to be drawn from above. Adhoksaja gyan. Adhoksaja. Adhoksaja gyan. Dibya gyan. Transcendental knowledge. Knowledge has to come from above and descend. Avaroha panta. Descending path. We count on our senses, we'll always fall flat. We'll be misled. Our eyes tell us the sun is this big. Is that how big the sun is? You hear from Shastra, you hear from scientific books. By extended perception through mechanical means, the scientists have perceived the dimension of the sun. Your naked eye will say this big as a rupee coin. Is that a fact? So the senses do not give us facts, they give us misrepresentation. This world is a plane of misconception, based on wrong impression. Where do we collect our impressions? From where do we collect our impressions?
From the senses.
From the senses. The eyes give us impression, visual images. The ears give us impressions, sounds, rumors, gossip, ideas, conceptions, beliefs, thoughts. And the nose gives us perception, smell, and then the tongue, taste, hands, touch. And we process these through the mind and draw conclusions. And the intelligence discriminates on the principle of accepting and rejecting. And it's all illusion. So we have to draw knowledge from higher authority. Scientists are higher authorities over our senses. And higher than that is transcendental knowledge. That's adhoksajagyan. Because it comes from metaphysicians. That have even greater vision than the scientists, because they can see what is invisible. God is invisible, the soul is invisible. But this darshan, this is called darshan, philosophy is called darshan. Darshan means to see the invisible. So one can see the invisible through the Shastra Praman. This is the Aparishaya Tattva. Transcendental knowledge coming down from above. God gave original knowledge begins with God. He is the Adi Guru, Jagat Guru. Adi Guru is Krishna, God. And God, Adi Guru, spoke to Adi Jivan. Adi Jivan is Brahma. And Brahma spoke to his progeny, Narad.
Right?
Narad is Shiva, etc. And they have recorded all this knowledge, and we read, and we get access to the same knowledge that Krishna spoke. Purusheya Gyan, transcendental, infallible, Chitta Gyan. So then we can have some idea. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not see the faults in others, even though we are filled with faults. Parama Prakata Rup Prabhura Prakash Deki Paranon De Dubi Lena Sarvadas. Seeing the supreme manifestation of Mahaprabhu's form, all his servants merged in an ocean of bliss. Parama Prakatrup Prabhu Prakash Deki Paranande Dubilena Sarvadas. Sarvadas, all the dasas, Krishna Das and Chaitanya Das and Advaita Das and all the dasas, Dubilena, they merged in Paranande in bliss. Dubilena. Sarvamaya Guchaya Prabhu Gora Chandra Sri Charana Dilena Pujaye Bhakta Brinda. Lord Gora Chandra spontaneously extended his lotus feet, which were worshipped by all the devotees. No doubt. They ran to catch the mercy. Divya Gandhani Keha Lepe Sri Charan Tulasi Kamale Mele Puja Kona Jan. Someone brought Divya Gandha, fragrant sandalwood paste, which he smeared on the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, Lepe Sri Charan. Sri Charan, notice how it says Sri Charan. Why? What color are those feet?
Gold.
What color are Radharani's feet? What's another name for Radha? So that's why it says Sri Charan. And who is Mahaprabhu? Mahaprabhu is Radha in Krishna's color and form. Radha in Krishna's heart. So is it Radha or is it Krishna? It's both. It's Krishna experiencing Radha. Which he smeared. Then someone else offered Tulsi Mandris in worship. Tulsi Kamale Meli Puja Konajan. Hekeha Ratna Suvarna Rajata Alankar Paraputme Dia Dia Kare Namaskar. Someone offered ornaments made of gold, silver, and gems. So, because they're in the mood of puja, worship, Aishwarya Puja. Because he's sitting on Vishnu's Singhasan, and Vishnu is worshipped with Vaikuntha opulence, Aishwarya. Aishwarya Mahi Bhakti. Aishwarya Mahi Bhakti, Aishwarya Mahi Gyan. Aishwarya Mahi Purushottam. Sri Vishnu. Vaikuntha. So he displayed, as it says, he displayed all the avatars. Virat Rupa, all different avatars. Parma Prakata Rupi Prabhu Prakash. He says in the previous verse, it says, you are Ramakant. You are the Lord of Lakshmi. This means Vaikuntha. So now it's not the sweet Braja Bhav and Braja Leela. So therefore, what kind of ornaments are they offering him? Suvarna, Ratna, Rajata Alankar. They're offering all opulent things, because this is what is Vaikuntha? Vaikuntha not wear? Gold, silver, gems. What does Krishna wear? Gunjamala, which is a poisonous berry. Shiny red, looks very attractive. Crack it open and eat two or three and you die. It's extremely poisonous. And he wears it as a mala, he gives it to his girlfriend. Imagine giving your girlfriend a necklace of poison beads. And if you don't like her, say, look, if you get angry with me, eat a few beads. Poisonous necklace, and then some really priceless, rare, and costly peacock feathers. Does he wear them on his feet? Where does he wear them? On his head. Is the head the dearest part of your body? Yes. And what are feathers in terms of purity? They have the same purity as stool. When one does puja, if he touches his nails, if he touches his hair, or if he touches stool or urine, he has to take a bath. Hair is stool. Nails are stool. If hair is in the food, it's like stool in the food. You have to throw it. Not to speak of urine or nails, fingernails in the food. That's why all pujaris are supposed to keep very short nails. And women that are doing puja, they have to have very short fingernails. I often tell my students, I see their claws sometimes. What is these claws? You're putting stool in Bhagavan's food. You have deities in your house, and you have these long, fashionable fingernails, and you're touching to the food. That touching that nail in the food is like touching stool in the food. You touch the nail to the Lord's water, you have to chuck it. It's contaminated. He won't eat it. You can offer it, but he won't eat it. And then you're eating bhog, you're not eating prasad. You know that? So ladies should know these things. Subjective reality. Krishna is the subject, I am the object. Oh, I like long fingernails. So what is Krishna like? What will make him happy? Stool in his water, drinking water, stool in his food. If you have long nails, everything you touch will have your nails in it. Drinking water, you pour the cup that goes over your nail. You're holding the cup and your nail's in the cup. Very muchi. Very, very muchi. This is Vedic. It tells in the Vedic. Nails are still, hair is still. Prabhupada, when we joined the movement, it was so funny. Maybe you heard, Giridhari, when the temple commanders, they come in with long hair and stuff like that. I'm like, hey, you know, Prabhupada said, hair is still, now we're going to shave that stool off your head. I said, stool, man, I've been grooming this stool. I've been combing this stool. I've been shampooing this stool. I've been hair conditioning this stool. I've been spending a lot of time and money and hours in the mirror looking at my stool. Well, now you're telling me I have to shave off my stool. The Hare Krishnas are heavy cats. They really don't spare anybody. Hey, anyway, just stop all your nonsense. And five earums, and that's it. Stool finished. And then after that, you say, wow, this feels really good. I feel so fresh and light, and the wind is blowing in my head, and feels so cool and clean. Okay, now I'll go take a bath. Now you're all contaminated. Wash your hair. And that. Wash your, no hair, but wash your head. So, it's always a thrill. I always feel so much thrill when I shave. It's like going back to the womb of Krishna consciousness. Someday you'll experience it. Usually the only time a man in India shaves his head is when his father dies. And that's if he's extremely religious. Otherwise he just goes to get the money. Pattaneta shuklanila supita vasan parapadmediya namaskari sarvajan. Everyone offered obeisances, while white, blue, and yellow silk cloth were offered at the Lord's lotus feet. Interesting colors. White, which Radharani wears at night on full moon time, like now, Shukla Paksha. Blue, which Radharani wears on the other times of the month. And yellow, which Krishna wears. Because Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna. So you get yellow cloth for Krishna and blue and white cloth for Radha. They are offered at the Lord's lotus feet. Pataneta means silk cloth. Nana vida dattu pacha dehi sarvajan na jane kate kasi pareshi charan. They offered various types of metal containers. No one knew how many people fell at his lotus feet. Jay charana pujibari sabara bhavana ajarama shiva kare jay lagi kamana vaishnavera dasadasi ganitaha puje e mata falahaya. Vaishnave Jebuaje Bhaje. The lotus feet that all living entities beginning with Brahma, Lakshmi and Shiva desire to worship were now being worshipped by the servants and maidservants of the Vaishnavas. This is the result of serving the Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas are naturally akinchan, which means without material assets. And through external vision, ordinary people consider Vaishnavas servants and maidservants to be even more poor. But since Vishnu is the worshipful Lord and the treasure of the Vaishnavas, the servants and the maidservants of the Vaishnavas obtain the eligibility to worship that all-desirable treasure. That's interesting. So I can only think of my Chokidar. How he does. He often tells me, he says, Maharaj, definitely next life I'll be a Vaishnava. I'll be a Hindu, he says, I'll be a Hindu. Now, it's so funny because now he's observing Ekadasi. I never asked him. He says, what's it? Because he buys a subject. I said, no, today no subject is Upavas and Nirjal Ekadasi. And he says, what is Ekadasi? I said, it's very auspicious. It's good for you. It's a very good thing. I don't tell him he should do it because I don't want to interfere. So then he told me one day, I saw him, he was just eating some fruits. I said, what are you doing? Oh, I'm doing Ekadasi Vrat now. Every day Radharani Parikrama Ekadasi Vrat, and all day long he's chanting Hare Krishna. When I first hired him here as a laborer, he was working on construction with my bricklayer person, mystery. And he was always chanting Radhe Radhe. Radhe Radhe Ke Charani, Radharani Ke Charani. And Radhe Radhe Radhe. That was 2002 and 2003 and 2004, and then he moved in as Chokidar in 2004. after completion. In 2005, Radhe Radhe. 2006, Radhe Radhe. 2007, he started chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. I never asked. Now, all day long, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Reminds me of the scholar and the boatman. There's a boatman story. He only knows boating and pushing the boat across the Ganga and chanting Hare Krishna. And when a British scholar got in the boat, Professor Rothschild or whatever, Westfield, Professor Westfield from Nottingham. And then he said, boatman, do you know what type of clouds those are in the sky? And the boatman says, I don't know, it's cloudy, it looks like a storm's coming, I don't know, that's all I can say. But, do you know those are cirrus nimbus? Cirrus nimbus clouds, formation at low altitude. Thank you. And then he saw some fish jumping. He said, hey, what are those aquatics, species, and genus? He said, I don't know, there's dolphins or something. They're always jumping around. Sometimes they hit my boat and make a disturbance I don't like very much. He said, no, don't you know this is a platypus dauphinius? And the genus of And he said, boatman, you're so stupid. Like, half your life is wasted. You don't know the knowledge of life, essential knowledge about meteorology and zoology. You're stupid. So then he said, boatman, do you know what type of wood this boat is made from? It's very rare wood. He said, I don't know. This, my father made this boat. And he gave it to me. I don't know. Just, he gets me across the river. I make a few rupees on it. No, this is a very rare type of dark wood. This wood is especially used for this type of purpose. This is this, that, the other thing. So this, meanwhile, this storm kind of blew in and caught them in the middle of the Ganges. And the waves were going this way, that way. The boat is rocking. And then and a lot of water coming in. And the professor and the scholar is getting very panicky. You heard this story? He's getting very panicky. And then he said, oh, the boatman, do something. You know, the boat, the water's coming in. It'll maybe tip over, sink, and capsize, and we'll sink. He said, okay, hold on, I'm trying my best. Hold on, you know, hold on. And then the boatman was saying, oh, it looks like the boat's going down. He said, oh, you know, I'm jumping off. You jump off, let's swim. We have to swim the shore. It's not far. It's only a half a mile. We can make it, not far. And then so the man gets out. He goes, oh, boatman. He said, oh, boatman, noka, noka. You know, I don't know swimming. I don't know swimming very well. Can you help me? He said, no, I'm very small, skinny Bengali. You're a heavy, fat professor. And I've heard people help others and they go drown. You know, you have to swim your best. Try your best. Bowman, I don't know. Then Bowman said, oh, you don't know swimming? Oh, I'm very sorry. Now 100% of your life is wasted. And the boatman swam to the shore and got another boat and kept boating around, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. So this is the story of a scholar and boatman. It's a famous story for his Sunday feast place for preaching. That we should, the moral of the story is essential knowledge is more important than non-essential knowledge. So essential material knowledge can save your life when you really need it. And essential spiritual life can save you from repeated birth and death. So this is the Sara, Vidya Sara. Bhagavatam is called Sara Vedanta Sarahi. In the Bhagavat Mahatmya, it says, Sara Vedanta Saram Hi, Sri Bhagavatam Ishyate. Sara Vedanta Saram Hi means that this Sara Vedanta, of all the Vedanta, the conclusion of all the Vedanta, and the essence of all the Vedantas, Sara Vedanta Saram Hi, is this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is a commentary of Vedanta Sutra written by the author of Vedanta Sutra, Veda Vyas. So the essential knowledge we should know. So this puja is going on of the Lord, and we're all very involved with this puja, and we're all meditating on this scene in Mayapur 500 years ago on Shiva Sangam, and we're feeling so much ecstasy to be there. And this verse is telling us that because even the servants and maidservants of the Vaishnavas were getting a chance to take part in this worship. Durva Danya Tosi Laya Sarvajane Paya Abhaya Sabe Dana Sri Charani. These maidservants and servants of the Vaishnavas who lived there and came there, they fearlessly offered grass and paddy and tulsi at the lotus feet of the Lord. because they're not wealthy. They're simply serving the Vaishnavas, like our Haridas sometimes picks up some flowers and he offers to the Lord. Some danya, what's a danya? Danya patra, durva grass. Durva grass grows everywhere. Durva grass is also like kusa grass. But they're offering it to the Lord. Nana vida falani, dena paritali, ganda pushpa chandana, Sri Charane Kaya Dhale. Some of them brought various kinds of fruits which they offered to the Lord's lotus feet. Some offered sandalwood paste and flowers at the Lord's lotus feet. Kaya Puja Karya Shodasha Upachar Kaya Va Shadanga Mate Janus Purejare. Someone was inspired to worship with 16 ingredients. Shodash Upachar. While someone was inspired to worship with 6 ingredients. Sharanga mate. Sharanga means 6. Sharange. So that you can offer pancha 6. So everything that's going on here is just like when there's deities in Vrindavan, you see the ancient deities, Radha Damodar, Radha Shamsundar, Radha Raman. The bhaktas that live in Vrindavan, the old ladies and gents, whoever, they come to the temple every day, they bring a little grass, durva grass, and they offer it in front of the altar. In our temple, they offer all like hi-fi garlands and hi-fi sweets. But downtown, where I lived for 3 years in Sevakunj, people are poor and they don't have much money. So they offer some durva grass, or they offer some paddy. So they just offer some 10, 20 gehon, sabat gehon. They offer some gehon. They have, and the deities, the pujaris have a little tray. So you go there to take darshan, on that tray in front of Damodara, you'll see 1 carrot, one capsicum, 5-10 grains of rice, 5-10, 20-30 grains of wheat, gehon, and some tulsi leaves, and some tulsi, many times they offer tulsi manjaris and leaves. And all these things are used in the puja and cooking for the Lord. They offer everything to the Lord. And it's very sweet. So, and then sometimes they offer some chandan if they have more money, chandan paste and flowers. So we're hearing all these different offerings. So as the devotees worship to the murtis and deities in the temple, now Lord Chaitanya, the Sakshat Radha Krishna, he's sitting on the Vishnu's throne. He's sitting right inside in the Singhasana. Deities are also there, and Shalagrams are also there. One scene, he takes all the Shalagrams and puts them on his lap. He says, I am Shalagram. I am Vishnu. I am everything. So now the same puja that one would do to the deities, they're doing to Lord Chaitanya directly. So, okay, we realize that you and he are the same. So whatever puja we're doing to him, we'll now do to you. Lord Chaitanya was acting very humbly, just like the deity. When some shudra, some low-class person comes in front of the deity with some little offering, that the Lord doesn't say, hey, who are you? What do you get? You think, what is this? I'm the Lord. What do you can't offer me this? He doesn't say anything or kick them away. He's merciful, Karuna. He accepts this. Lord Chaitanya is a Pakka Brahmin, Nimai Pandit, most famous scholar. He defeated Keshava Kashmir at the age of 10. 10-year-old, Nimai Pandit, child genius. Keshava Kashmiri was a Digvijay Pandit. He had traveled all over India, Benares, Malalabad, everywhere, getting Digvijay Patras. Patra means like a letter signed by all the Brahmins and Pandas of the community of Benares and Haridwar and Rishikesh. He would challenge them and debate and defeat them. And he heard that Navadvip was the center of Naya, specifically Nayaprasthan. Nayaprasthan means the shastras which deal with naya, or logic, which is a very deep and difficult subject to master. It's one of the 6 subjects to master. Itihas, Jyotish, Ayurveda, Sahitya, Vyakaran, Naya. I can't remember all these different subjects. So he was, of course, Lord Chaitanya was a master of Vyakaran, or grammar, and also Naya, logic. Of course, Sahitya, which means literature, and Itihas, which means history. So, he came, and Lord Chaitanya defeated him as a child scholar. So he's a high-class Brahmin, a great famous pundit. And he's sitting there, he's alive, and he can speak and say, what is this? You're a sudra, you're a servant, a maidservant of Vaishnava, you're like a sudra. Get out. How can you worship me? You're contaminated. I'm a Brahmin. Don't touch me. Don't worship me. No, he was in a different mood. Now he's in mood of Bhagavan, accepting everything they offered. So some did very formal worship. When you do formal worship of the Didi, you offer 16 ingredients. Idam etat padyam klim krishnaya namaha. Idam margyam klim krishnaya namaha. Idam achmiyam klim krishnaya namaha. Idam sagandanam tulsi vacham klim krishnaya namaha. It goes like this. Esha ganda klim krishnaya namaha. Esha dupa klim krishnaya namaha. Idam sotriya vastram klim krishnaya namaha. Idam malyam klim krishnaya namaha. Idam pushpam klim krishnaya namaha. All these things, it goes on, 16 articles that you offer to the Lord, but the Mula Mantra and the Bija and Mula Mantra, the deity. So that's very formal worship. So obviously that was the Brahmins, because they know all these stuff. So the Brahmins were, so what's being said here? The Brahmins were worshipping the Lord with all proper rituals and shudash upachar. And the common maidservants and shudras were worshipping the Lord with some leaves, durva leaves, and tulsi manjari, which they can pick and find anywhere, and some simple fruits, and the Lord was accepting. Kasturi kunkam shri karpura faguduli sabe shri charani dei hai kutuhali. Everyone joyfully offered kasturi musk, kunkam camphor, and red powder at the Lord's feet. Faguduli. Faguduli means vermilion, which is thrown during holy. Fagu. Champak malika kunda kadamba malati. Those lotus feet and toenails were decorated with various flowers such as champak malika kunda kadamba and malati. Parama prakasha vaikuntera chudamani kichu deha kai prabhu chahina apani. As the crest jewel of Vaikuntha manifested his opulences, he said, "Give me something to eat." Kichu deya kai. Kai, I think you say kata or something. Tora kata deya or something. Give me a little bit to eat. All right? Tora kata deya. Kana. Tora kana deya. Ma radhe radhe maya madhukari. Hastapati prabhu deki sarva bhaktagan jay jay mata deya sabha karina bhojan. All the devotees saw the Lord extend his palm. Deities don't usually do that. They just stand there playing the flute. The Lord said, "I'm hungry, give me something to eat. And not pizza. Not peanut butter cookies. Rasgula, glove jamans. Fruit samosa, kachori, chutney, palak paneer, pushpana rice. Bajabakata vatsala shigorahari, shigorahari, sohigoshta vihari, nanda yashoda mati chitta hari, velo halodamodara aisai kano. Boga mandira boshi karo habojana. Luchichini sarapurdi laru rasabali. Bojana karina. Shukta shak adi baji nalita kushmanda. Dali dalna dugda tumbi dali mochaganda. This is his bojan, bogartik. Bhaktivinoda Thakur lists all the preparations that Radharani cooks for Krishna in the morning. This is actually in the morning, although it's sung in the noon artik. This lila goes on in the morning in the Nandagan. Radharani cooks Krishna's breakfast at 7:15 in the morning till about 7:45, then eats about 8 o'clock. So she cooks his breakfast. She makes all these kind of things. Dali dala dukta tumbi. Luchi chini sarapuri ladarasabali. Sarapuri is a puri mixed filled with cream. It's quite an interesting art. I don't know how she does that, but you bite some kind of like a donut or cream donut or something. You know, cream filled donut, eclair or something, whatever. You eat this puri and it's filled with beautiful sweet cream, fresh cream inside. Not stale, not smelly, not rancid, nothing. Fresh, fragrant, sweet, white, yellow. There's milk cream. Cow cream is a little yellow. Luchi chini sarpudi ladara sabali. So it says, the crest jewel of Vaikuntha manifested his opulences. Parama Prakash, give me something to eat. And extended his palm. Whatever the devotees offered, the Lord ate. Keha dehi karalaka, keha divya mugda, deha dhadi kirava, navani keha dugda. Acha, this is the same preparations that I was singing about. Someone offered bananas, someone offered soaked mung dal, someone offered yogurt, condensed milk, butter and milk. Prabhu rashi haste sabha dehi bhaktagan, amaya yav mahaprabhu karina bhojan. The devotees gave all these items directly into the hands of Mahaprabhu, who sincerely ate everything. Daila chakalagan nagare nagare kiniya uttama dravya anena sattvare. Everyone ran from street to street and brought the finest items, which they quickly brought back to Mahaprabhu. Kaya divya narikela upaskara kari sharkara sahita dehi shri hastu upari. Someone mixed coconut pulp with sugar. Narikela with sharkara, and placed it directly into the Lord's hand. Nana vira prachura sandeshas deyani shri haste laya prabhu kayena apani. They brought an abundance of various sweets which the Lord took in his hands and ate. Sandesh, which means sandesh and many other types of curd sweets. Kaya deya moya jambu karkatika fal. Kaya deya ikshu kaya deya gangajal. Some offered sweets made of fused sugar, rose, apple, and cucumbers. Some offered sugar cane, others offered gangajal. Jambu means rose apple, jambu fal. Dekiya praburati ananda prakash dashabara panchabara dekonadas. On seeing the Lord's ecstatic manifestation, some servants offered food 5 or 10 times. Shatta shatta janeva kateka deya jal. Mahayogeshvara pana karena sakal. Hundreds of people offered water, all of which was drunk by the master of all mystic perfections. Sahasra sahasra bhanda dhari kira dugda. Sahasra sahasra kandikala katamugda. They offered thousands of pots of yogurt, condensed milk, thousands of bunches of bananas, and a large quantity of soaked mundal. Kateka vasandesha, kateka falamul, kateka sahasra bhata, karpura tambul. They offered large quantities of sweetmeats, fruits, and roots, thousands of containers filled with betel nuts and camphor. Sahasra bhata, thousands of containers. Kiya purva shakti prakashila gora chandra ke mate kayena nahi jane bhakta vrinda. Such was the unprecedented opulence manifested by Gora Chandra. The devotees could not understand how the Lord ate everything. Bhaktera pradartha prabhu kayena santosh kaiya sabara janma karma kahi shesh. The Lord happily ate the foodstuffs offered by his devotees, then began to describe their birth and activities. Mahaprabhu could describe the previous activities of piety of all of his devotees by the quality of his omniscience. So it's a very interesting description, especially apropos to hear on this auspicious day of Upavasa and Nirjal fasting. To hear about all these wonderful, delicious, sweet and rasa-filled nectarian preparations. It almost seems invariable that whenever we observe Ekadasi with others, the topic of food comes up, either directly from the Shastras or in the general discussion. It seems to be some, I guess it's some Freudian slip or unconscious hankering, unexpressed desire arising to the surface of our consciousness. Food, 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 give me food, 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 give me food, 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 shut up, food, food, shut up, food. Hurry up, time, pass the night, day come, sun, where, where's the sun, where, food. So these kind of chantings are going on in my mind, not so much, in your mind, too much. So one mind, two minds, three minds, 10 minds, 2 and 4 and 6 and 8 and 10 and 2 or 3 snoring somewhere. So there's like 12, 13 people chanting food. And it may be getting, you know, it says you take on the qualities of your association. But I must say frankly, whenever I observe Ekadasi by myself, which is most of the time, I never read the Shastras and never talk about food. I never, in 28 years of Ekadasi, I never, somehow or other, I'm too spaced out or whatever, I never think about food and I never think about water the whole time. I never think, I never speak about it, obviously. So I would have to draw the conclusion that it's by the good association of all the wonderful transcendental Vaishnavas, with such delectable transcendental topics of the Lord's enjoyment, comes before ears for contemplation. But as long as we're always only appreciating how the Lord is the supreme enjoyer, and we are simply facilitators of His enjoyment. But certainly you can't help but think when you read this passage or hear whatever you picked up, that it sounds just like the description of Giridhari ki jai. Did you ever hear there was something called Govardhan Puja? Has anyone ever heard this? A very rare, unusual, unknown leela. And in that leela, what happens? Anyone knows about that leela? Krishna tells Indra that tells Nanda Baba and the Vrijvasis they should worship Govardhan Hill, because Govardhan Hill provides grass for the cows and rocks for sitting and wonderful places to play and caves to play in and fruits to eat and rivers and lakes to swim in and play with all the boys and the cows that drink clear water, and it offers soft beds of grass to sleep on and shady trees to stay under and pilo juice and mango juice and honey dripping from the trees, and they offer so many sevas and wonderful pleasurable things to the cows and the Vrijvasis and all the boys especially. So forget about Indra. What has he ever done? Has he ever shown himself over here? No, he just sometimes gives rain, but rain pours on the ocean, deserts, any place. He's indiscriminate. But Giriraj is tangible giver. So let us worship Giriraj. So they were somehow convinced by this convincing child, and everyone abandoned their Indra Puja, which they had done for years out of tradition, because rain does come and rain does give grass, and they are also dependent on grass and rain. But they abandoned their puja that year, and they took the advice of Gopal, and they worshipped Giriraj exclusively and absolutely, and in a very grand way, per the order of Krishna. They offered to Giriraj. They prepared mountains of sweet rice, and as it says, everything it says here. It says they offered hundreds of metal containers of betel nuts and foodstuffs and all kinds of things. And they bought everything, and they offered so many bananas and thousands of pots of yogurt, condensed milk, thousands of bunches of bananas. You know what a bunch of bananas means? Do you have any idea? You go to the fruit store and say, "Give me a bunch of bananas." He gives you 2 kilos and takes 50 rupees, and you go home and say, "Hey, mom, I got a bunch of bananas." A bunch of bananas, because the word is there also, because we had the privilege to have a lot of experience in our youth and a lot of travel. So we traveled to St. Lucia and Barbados and Antigua and a lot of these Caribbean islands, because we were in America, it's quite close to it. And then we had met somehow by chance in trains. We met people. I met one lady there in Harris to an estate sugar plantation. It's a funny life we have. I don't know how it works. I was on a train going home for Christmas break from college, Rutgers University, New Jersey. I met some lady who was an heiress on the train. She was quite a bit older. I was like 20, she was like 40. She was divorcee, and she said, "Look, you know, I live in Barbados." She was from England, I suppose, a white lady. And she said, "Why don't you come spend Christmas vacation with me?" you know, the social visit, so to speak. And I said, you know, I'm a poor student. I mean, I was quite well together. I didn't want to just jump off the deep end for no reason. So she said, look, I'll pay off, you know, here's my number, give me a call, I'll arrange for an airplane ticket, just come down, it's beautiful islands where you can see the islands. So I thought, this is interesting, okay. So I called her up, she sent a ticket, I flew down. She had this huge sugar plantation and rum factory, which is not so good. I wasn't a devotee then. And she had all these horses, and we went riding horses and doing all the kinds of things that rich people do, I suppose. And I spent about 20 days down there, and I went to a couple islands in there. And we would buy a bunch of bananas in the market. And a banana hangs on, bananas grow on a stalk. And they grow in circles around the stalk. There's a central stalk, that's how bananas grow. There's like this central stalk, and they all, it's kind of like the flower hangs upside down, then it grows, from that grows the bananas. And they grow in circles around the stalk. And there's about 20 in it. You know, you must be knowing bananas, right? Your wife out there?
Yeah, they're growing.
They grow there. There's like one circle around. They're all, you know, hanging on the stalk like that. On the central stalk, there's about 30 or so like that. And then underneath it, there's 30 and 30. On one stalk, from one banana tree, there's 120 bananas. I don't know about India. I never really saw the close on hand. Yeah, so we would get that in the market. And then I said, what do we do with these? It's like a lot of bananas. And she had a hook right on there, going up to the first floor. She had a hook hanging down from the top on her chain. I always wondered what that was. Then she hang it there, and we just hang there. And so when he walked up the stairs, he could reach at different levels from the stairs and get the bananas as they got ripe. And they're really good that way. Because the stem has stuff, enzymes in it, which goes into the banana and ripens it. So, really good bananas. So we'd have those in our cereal and all, you know, in our muesli. Like that. And it was like, so that's the stock of bananas. So they were offering to Lord Chaitanya stock. What does it say? Thousands of stocks of bananas. One and thousand times 120. One bunch, one stock has 120 or 150 bananas. And there's thousands of those. So that means 150,000 bananas. Thousands of stocks. Thousands of bunches means thousands of stalks, and one stalk is 150 bananas. So 150 times 1,000 is at least 150,000. So Derlak, Teenlak, they were offering him Derlak, Teenlak, Charlak of bananas. Haribol. Are you ready? And large quantity of silk, monk, and large quantity of sweetmeats, and thousands of batas, containers filled with betel nuts and camphor. Now, that's a lot. Thousands of bartanas full of betel nuts. I mean, if you're not digesting your food with that, and everything else under the sun. And he happily ate everything, and he kept extending his long arms. Doesn't sound familiar? So what happened was, when Nanda Baba was worshipping Giridhari, Govardhan, and Krishna said, well, now let's do arti, because we made the bhog offering. Now after bhog offering, you do arti. Did we do arti?
No.
Okay, we'll do arti. Bhog was about 3 hours ago. So then, baby Krishna, Krishna, how old was Krishna now? 29? How old was he when he did puja? 47?
47.
You sure?
Govardhan.
Yeah, Govardhan Puja. I saw Krishna's worshiping. How old? 47? 69? 70. Are you sure?
Achha.
7. Achha, take it. And now, how many days did Krishna lift up the hill?
7 days.
7 days. And how many fingers did he hold under the hill?
One.
Seven?
One.
Oh, only one.
Two of the
small in the left.
He went like this? He went like this. He went like this. He went one finger. On what hand?
Left hand.
Left hand. So that's the strongest hand and the strongest finger, right?
No, the weakest.
Weakest hand and the weakest finger.
Yeah.
And the weakest arm. Right? Because he's not a lefty, he's a righty. He holds the flute in the right hand. So Krishna's a righty, naturally. So, but Govardhan Hill, he held in his left hand, and while he was worshipping the hill, what happened? While he was worshipping the hill, what happened? No, I mean before he worshipped the hill, what happened? No, while he was worshipping the hill. A huge form appeared on top of Govardhan Hill. And Krishna said, look, Krishna, daddy, look at that. What is that? 100, 200, 300 feet tall, huge form. And what? Who was that? What did that person look like? Look like a mountain. He had a rock for a head and a rock for an arm. He was Giriraj. Giriraj is a mountain, rocks. What did he look like?
Krishna.
He had 20. Krishna, how many? He had 100 arms? How many arms he had?
Two.
Two arms. What color was he?
Black is blue.
And he had hair?
Curly.
He had a rock in his head or what?
Curly.
He had curly hair. So this beautiful, huge form of Krishna appeared on hell. And then this little Krishna was also there, 7 years old. 7 years old boy means 7 years old boy, you know, 3 feet high. That's only 3 feet high. He said, Daddy, Nanda, look at who's this old. Did Indra ever do that? How many years have you done Indra Puja? Now, this time in Govardhan Puja, Krishna was 7, so Nanda was about 80 years old, 75. He's about 70 when Krishna was born. So Nanda's about 75, 80 years old. How many years he's doing Indra Puja since? He's like 18, 20. He's been doing Indra Puja for 50 years. Daddy, has Indra ever given his darshan like this? Have you ever seen him? He came? No, we never saw him. Hey, look, you worship Giriraj, look at him. You offer Giriraj once, he appears in this huge form. And then what did he say when he appeared in a huge form? He stuck his arms out and he said, feed me, feed me. What's Lord Chaitanya doing? Sticking his arms out and saying,
feed me,
give me food. Kaideya. Alright? And then what did they do? And when they offered to Giriraj, they offered him lakes full of sweet rice. And mountains full of halava, and just mountains full of halava, and huge bullock carts, hundreds of bullock carts of samosas and kachoris. And he reached out his arms and he was eating everything. And then finally he ate tulsi leaf and he felt santosh, happy. And Krishna did the artik. So he said, look, so that form that rose above the Govardhan Hill is known as Giriraj. So it's exactly analogous pastime here. And Krishna ate all the food cells. Every Brijvasi brought food cells. So Garanga is kind of in this mood, although he's in the mood of Vishnu and Vaikunthanath. So this is the Lord started to describe the birth and activities of the devotees. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai.